At 4:30, you're with All Things Considered on WCAI. Good afternoon, I'm Steve Junker. Each week at this time, we check in with the Cape Cod Times to find out what's happening on the arts and culture scene to help you make your weekend plans. With us is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the Sandwich Glass Museum has an exhibit called Celebrating Snow Globes, and this is about what it sounds like, right? The glass globes that have miniature scenes inside and you shake them to swirl around the snow?
That is exactly what it is. And they've actually got 175 of them, most of them borrowed from private collections. Some of them are holiday themed, so they have Santas and snowmen and that type of thing. But a lot of them are historic or related to other holidays or Disney ones. They actually incorporate history into part of the exhibit, which is, you know, largely about artistry. But they also talk about how these really started back in the 1800s. The first one was actually an Eiffel Tower from the Paris Exposition of 1889. And then they go through various decades. And a lot of people will remember the first scene of Citizen Kane when he says Rosebud and drops the snow globe. That's all there. So you can take a look at what they look like beautifully and also get an idea of what they are in the history of art.
And the Cultural Center of Cape Cod is presenting a pair of concerts with an Irish theme.
Yes, on Saturday night, they've got a Celtic Christmas concert with the Clancy Legacy, which is a group that pays homage to the legendary Clancy brothers and actually includes a musician that has played with the Clancy brothers and the daughter of one of the members of that group. They do mostly Irish pieces, but also they explore the Celtic traditions around midwinter. Then the solstice and winter is kind of the theme for the Sunday concert, which is in the afternoon. It's called To Warm the Winter's Night, and that's with Anya Minogue. She sings, she plays the harp, and she also relates stories from that whole area. She's Irish-born, but she talks about Scotland, Brittany, and Eastern Canada traditions as well.
The First Lutheran Church in West Barnstable, meanwhile, is focusing on a different cultural holiday tradition. It's Scandinavia, right?
Yes, their weekend is called Lutheran Lights Weekend. It's going Saturday and Sunday, and they have different activities focusing around traditions and food, which are big at the holiday season. They've got a Gifts of Hope Christmas Market that has the charitable alternative gift fair to help different charities that are local and global. But then the real Scandinavian traditions involve food that's going to be starting Saturday night with a smorgasbord that you can go to. And then on Sunday night, there's a Swedish meatball dinner. Earlier on Sunday, though, they have a Swedish celebration of light that tells the legend of Saint Lucia. That's the one that the girls wear white robes and they have candles in their hair. And they tell the story of the young woman who gave away her dowry to care for the poor.
And on the Vineyard, a celebration of teddy bears. I don't think I've heard of anything quite like this before. Explain it for us.
Okay. It's their second annual teddy bear suite. And it's actually called suite because they set up these teddy bears in a suite of rooms at the Harborview Hotel in Edgartown. They've got all shapes and sizes. They've got the bears decorated for the season. And you can go in and visit them and take pictures. And they hope that you'll make a donation while you're there. But it's free to go. They're trying to raise about $5,000 to help the after-school program at the Martha's Vineyard Boys and Girls Club.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find a link along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.